I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've ever admired a pair of beautiful jade earrings or a piece of ancient Chinese jade, you'll appreciate this story. It's about stolen artwork that's been returned to its owner. This 18th century jade incense burner was stolen 35 years ago from an art museum at Harvard University. U.S. officials recovered it from an auction house in Hong Kong. And yesterday, it was officially and very carefully returned to museum staff. Boston Globe reporter Jeff Edgers was there.
You know, it was like one of those Russian doll sets. You know, everything was wrapped inside everything else. It's a tiny piece. It's 6 inches tall. It was inside a box, inside a smaller box, wrapped in some sort of material. Then there was some kind of packing material. And finally, when they take it out, you know, frankly, it's a little anticlimactic. You're expecting, you know, music or, you know, drums. And it's a very small decorative piece that they put on a table.
It's jade. It's ancient. So automatically it's valuable. But what else makes it so precious?
It's beautiful. It's in beautiful condition. The green, the way the jade shines in the light, you can tell that it's a pretty beautiful, ornate piece. But I will say that when I was walking down the hallway today, one of my editors stopped me and said, I think we have a couple of those. And she might, you know, I mean, you could have purchased one of these and, you know, 40 years ago for a reasonable price. This one in particular now is supposedly worth, you know, $1.5 million, you know, something like that.
I gather just from the photograph in the Boston Globe that there's some very intricate carvings of animals on it. Sounds quite spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I first thought, I asked someone who worked at the museums, what are those? And they said, oh, those are the dogs. And we looked a little closer and they were actually lions. You know, I personally liked how on either side of the piece, there are these rings, circular rings of jade. And they're just one piece. You know, it's not like they're linked in. So somebody had to carve that smooth circular ring just perfectly. I don't know the craft involved, but it looked special. And while there's all sorts of symbolism, you know, talking to the curator, she was starting to go into this stuff about, you know, the tiger and the monster face. But she really just eventually said, you know what, this is basically a decorative piece of art that someone wealthy would have. And that's what it is. It's not really anything deeper than that.
Jeff, it's mostly rare that pieces stolen in art thefts get returned. So what happened with this investigation that actually got the goods back?
You know, the investigators who were talking to us, who were from the Department of Homeland Security, invoked the ongoing investigation phrase about 100 times when I was talking to them. But, you know, what happened is that somebody tried to sell it. And the world has changed since 1979. I mean, I know that.
That's when this piece was originally stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen in 1979. Someone jammed open a case and took it. It basically was, you know, was gone, disappeared. Where it reemerged was in 2009 when somebody brought it to Sotheby's in Hong Kong. You know, what is it, 7,500 miles away, 30 years, you know, from when it was taken, and tried to put it up for auction. You know, there are incredible numbers of databases now. Everything is computerized. There's all these government agencies, all LinkedIn and Interpol. And I can name all these places that I don't know how they work, but I know they do something. Once that thing came up, it was like blam. You know, they knew that this was the piece that Harvard had had stolen years ago. You know, what it comes down to is, and I'd really be just kind of trying to get into somebody's head, but whoever took this piece, and they aren't saying who, but they do have a suspect, must have believed after 34 years or 30 years that no one was going to notice, because this isn't, you know, Vermeer's The Concert. I mean, this is, it's a decorative piece of art that maybe they thought would slip under the radar and they'd make their cool $1.5 million.
Well, we've got a photo of the jade censer at PRI.org. Jeff Edgers with the Boston Globe. Thanks for telling us about it.
Oh, thanks for having me.